Hey, welcome, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Crazy Kevin with you here. Well, we've got the show coming up, 2 hours. What have we got in the show this week? We've got our Golden Album of the Week, of course. Don't forget, drop me those emails, because I love playing your requests, your dedications. All you can do, send them to crazykevin@gmail.com. Crazy with a ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. Also got some great interviews with local businesses, a few jokes, and of course I always like to showcase brand new talent around the Toowoomba, or well, around the world region. If you're a musician or you're in a band and you want to be showcased on the show, just drop me the email. And of course, a big thank you going out to my sponsors for the show. We have got Cracker Jack Chicken, Electrical Sensations, and Breeze Lawyers. Once again, thank you going out to our beautiful sponsors of the Crazy Kevin Show. So here we go. It's Crazy Kevin with you on Power FM. Enjoy, relax, and welcome.
Hey!
Oh, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Hey, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
It's that music, a bit of Electric Avenue there. Everyone keeps asking me, what is that song? Electric Avenue from Eddie Grant. So it must be time to chat to Leanne from Electrical Sensations. How are you today?
I'm awesome, thanks, Kev.
Well, a question that's come in now, because it's winter time now, is solar any use in winter?
Yeah, sure is. Solar works when the sun shines. It doesn't work as well. It doesn't produce as much power in winter because there's fewer daylight hours, obviously. But yeah, absolutely, it still works and will still save you money.
So it will produce power then?
Absolutely. It won't produce as much as in summer, but yeah, definitely still produces. And even on a rainy, overcast, terrible day, it will still produce power as well. Not a lot, but it will still produce. So even in crappy weather, it will still produce power.
With the winter weather and everything, how does solar panels stand up to hail?
Every panel that's approved to be installed in Australia has to be tested to withstand up to an inch hail, which is pretty big hail. And most of the panels in the hailstorm that went through Westbrook a couple of years ago on Boxing Day, I think it was, the panels stood up very well. There were a few systems that were damaged, but overall, the panels stand up very well to hail.
So what you should do as well, get a lovely Toowoomba-based company like Electrical Sensations to look after you. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course you should.
How do people contact you then?
You can give us a call. The office number is 4637 2744. You can send us an email to admin@electricalsensations.com.au. You can check out our website, which is electricalsensations.com.au, or you can drop on into our office at 57 Gipps Street in Drayton, which is on the crazy railway bridge between the Downs Hotel and the Drayton Bowls Club.
Once again, until next week, thank you, Leanne, from Electrical Sensations.
Beautiful. Thanks so much, Kev.
Crazy Kevin on the Crazy Kevin Show. It's Crazy Kevin on the Crazy Kevin Show. It's Crazy Kevin on the Crazy Kevin Show.
You're listening to Crazy Kevin on the Crazy Kevin Show.
It's Crazy Kevin out and about with two lovely people here. What's your names?
My name's Sarah.
And Josh.
And Sarah, whereabouts are we?
We're located at MetPhys, and it's just in Highfields. It's a little exercise physiology and occupational therapy clinic.
So what does MET stand for then?
Stands for Move, Empower, Transform. So it's part of our motto.
So you're a little bit different. You're not a normal gym. What do you specialise in?
We see a range of clients. We've recently written a book on kids with ASD and how to use exercise to help with regulation. And then we see a range of amputees, people with chronic pain, mental health conditions, spinal cord injury that has happened through sport and that sort of thing, and workplace injuries, diabetes, heart disease, and then just general, like, wanting to get into exercise and get moving and that sort of thing again as well.
So, Josh, what do you like about working here?
It's just the people, really. There's a lot of different people that come in and see us. I do just like having a chat, and most of the time people enjoy having a chat back. So sometimes I can get out of doing work, so that's good, because all I got to do is have a chat with someone. Like, I went and shared some coffees for some ladies this morning, so it got me out of 40 minutes work, got to have a coffee and sit around chatting, so that was pretty cool.
Well, you touched on before, Sarah, about the mental health. Yeah. Now, for the radio listeners, I've just got to say you've got a couple of great mullets on the head, but Josh has actually got a real mullet on his head. So tell us, what's the mullets all about?
This month for mental health, Black Dog Institute are doing a fundraiser awareness month for mullets for mental health. So using a mullet on the top of someone's head, real or not real, most people have grown real ones, and Josh, we're lucky enough to have had his shaved into a real mullet, which is actually really cool, to help bring that conversation out into the open so people can talk and hopefully feel a little bit more comfortable about having a discussion with someone or seeking help for mental health.
So, Sarah, if anybody wants to give you donations, how can they do that?
Yeah, so they can just Google Black Dog Institute and jump on there and then search up MetFizz, and there's a heap of different people that are doing fundraising and stuff on there, and they can search us up and give us a donation through that page, or they can jump across onto our Facebook page. And the links are up on there, as well as I think they're on Instagram too, depending on who's listening and what sort of platform and stuff you would like to use there.
So, Josh, what's it been like out in the community wearing your mullet?
It's amazing. Like, people love it. Like, I've had so many random people just come up and be like, oh, mate, that is a sick mullet, and then be like, can I touch it? And it's like, I guess. Like, people just love it, especially when it is the way it is. The more dirty it looks, the better it usually is. So I'm not allowed to make it too dirty, but, yeah, everyone just loves it. And I think once people know the context behind why you've got it, then they go, that's even cooler, and even just go, here's $5, here's $20. Like, we've had, some really cool people just go, you know what, here's 50, put it in the tin. So that's really cool of them, and we really thank them for that. And,
because it's great. It starts a conversation, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Like, it's just a conversation. It's building that awareness that isn't really there for such a known thing, but it's such, like, not talked about. People always put it on the back foot. They don't like talking about it because they don't know what it is and why people get it. You could just be a random person and suddenly you're not feeling great. And, yeah, it's just about raising the awareness and getting people to know that it's okay to not be okay.
Oh, that's great, Josh. Now, I've got to ask you another question now. Have you met any other people with mullets who really have mullets?
I've got a few footy mates and whatnot. They think they can rock a mullet. It's just nothing like mine. So I'm still to see one this month that is better than mine, but I've seen a few skullets that are pretty good. So they're up there, but I haven't seen any better than mine yet.
So, Sarah, can people come in? They don't have to be referred at all.
They don't need a referral to come and see us, so they can just walk in through our doors and we'll have a chat with them and see what their needs and everything are and go from there.
So once again, tell everybody, whereabouts are you situated?
So we're located at 10486 New England Highway, which is across the road from the Chocolate Cottage. Or if you know Highfields well and have been here for a while, then we're in the old Bait and Tackle. But I'm not very good at fishing. Josh might be able to show you a few things. So we can definitely improve your fishing skills, though.
Thank you so much for the chat today. And once again, everybody, get onto all the different places Sarah said and get some donations coming out, because we need to help people out there. Once again, thanks, guys.
Yeah, no worries, guys.
We hope you enjoyed the music on the Crazy Kevin Show. Listening on Power FM.
Hey, Crazy Kevin on Power FM, and what I love to do, I love to interview bands, artists from all around the world. And today I've got a Sydney-based band with me, and I've got to say a big hello to Graham, and welcome. And Graham, what's the band's name?
Hi, Kevin. We're called Wasabi Bites. It's a bit of a play on kind of spicy Asian food and the fact that we make computer-based music. It always gives people a good laugh, so we kind of stuck with the name. and it works for us, especially in the Asia Pacific, where we're based out of Bangkok originally, and we've done a lot of touring around Asia, so it works really well as a name in those areas.
So how long has Wasabi Bites been together now?
We've been together in various shapes and forms for about 10 years, originally in Bangkok. We've had different membership over the years, but right now basically where a threesome with our rapper Jenkins Leroy, our guitarist Tommy Panic, and myself, Wasabi G. We've only played live once this year in January in Thailand. We were hoping to tour more extensively, but obviously the pandemic has put paid to that.
And what's your favourite type of music?
Probably electronic dance music has been kind of what's really turned me on and turned the band on over the years. We all have different tastes. Jenkins Leroy is a hip-hop guy, spoken word guy. Tommy Panic loves his indie rock, but we all sort of admire each other's genres, and that helps blend a little bit into the final Wasabi sound.
And of course, the big question that I always like to ask bands and artists here on Power FM with myself, Crazy Kevin, what's the future hold for you?
Well, we've just put an album out. We're obviously promoting the singles off that right now. We've got some remixes that were put together by some of the legends of US electro and house. Egyptian Lover, who was one of the original electro guys in LA in the early 80s. Chippy, who arguably had the first ever Chicago house record. And Africa Islam, who is the producer of Ice-T. So they've all worked with us on some mixes for this album, which is pretty exciting stuff.
Now tell me about the track that you're going to play for us now.
So the track that we're highlighting today is called Right Left. It's the title track off our new album. It's all about put your politics aside and get up and dance. We think it's got a pretty eclectic sound. After we put it together, someone told us that it belongs to the what's called the cloud rap genre, which I'd never heard of before. If that's what it is, that's what it is.
Great interview with you, Graham, a.k.a. Wasabi G. So here we go, Wasabi Bites, and this is Right Left.
feel the beat in your chest. What you hear ain't a test. Shake that ass right, left. Close your eyes, take a breath. Feel the beat in your chest. Move your hips to step. Shake that ass right, left.
Hey, it's that music, so it's that golden album of the week, and guess what we got this week? Well, first of all, let me tell you who has asked for this. One of the Toowoomba Super Oldies football team. Yes, you know Rick. Do you know Rick? Smash him in the box! Mason. Yeah, old Ricky, he said, Kev, could you please play a bit of the Thompson Twins for me? Because I really like the Thompson Twins. So Ricky, whatever you say, I will do it for you, mate. So this week, it's the Thompson Twins. Let's tell you a little bit about them. Actually, they were called the Thompson Twins, and there's three in the band. The band members are Tom Bailey, Alana Curry, and Joe Leeway. They were actually formed in April 1977, initially a new wave group. They switched to a more mainstream pop sound and achieved considerable popularity from 1983, scoring a string of hits in the United Kingdom, United States, and around the world. And in 1993, they changed their name to Babble to reflect their change in music from new wave to dub-influenced chill out. They continued as Babble to 1996, at which point the group permanently dissolved. Anyway, let's get back to what song I'm going to play for first. We're going to play you Doctor Doctor. And it's the second single from the band's fourth studio album, Into the Gap. And it was written by the whole of the band and prominently features a keyboard solo. And the single peaked at number 3 in the United Kingdom, number 11 in the United States. And it also peaked in the top 20 in Canada, Germany, Switzerland, New Zealand, here in Australia and South Africa. So kicking us off with our first track on our golden album, going out to Rick, smash him in the box. Mason, this is Thompson Twins and Doctor Doctor.
I saw you there, just standing there. I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, then once again. You said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me. Such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. 'Cause I don't want to stay here on my own. Burn, burn. Oh, doctor, doctor, make believe. We can travel to
Crazy Kevin on the radio.
Just got to say, it's fantastic when people send in their brand new songs, their requests from overseas to me. And this is a lovely guy. This is Abdullah. Abdullah in the house. Abdullah in the house. Abdullah in the house. And he's formed a band, and what a great band. This is a new song. Well, he does a lovely introduction for me. Thank you, Abdullah. Good luck for the future for you and all the band. Thank you so much. Sukran Habibi.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Abdullah Mahmoud from the band Do You Really Like It, based in the Kingdom of Bahrain. You are listening to the phenomenal, the legendary, the fantastic, Crazy Kevin on Power FM. And this is our latest single, Long Distance.
Time for track number two of our golden album of the week, and we've got some Thompson Twins for you. Yeah, that Rick, smash him in a box, Mason, as that's for this one. And I hope you're enjoying it. Don't forget, you're listening to Crazy Kevin on Power FM. And if you've got any requests, dedications, all you got to do, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. Now, next track from the Thompson Twins. But before that, let me tell you that the band was named after the two bumbling detectives, Thompson and Thompson, in Hergé's comic strip, The Adventures of Tintin. At various stages, the band had up to seven members, but their most known incarnation was a trio between 1982 and 1986. And they became a prominent act in the US during the second British invasion. And in 1985, the band performed at Live Aid, where they were joined on stage by Madonna. Okay, into the next track, we have got You Take Me Up. And it was written by the band members themselves, and it prominently features harmonica and a melodica solo. It peaked at number two in the UK, making it the highest chart position for a song, and spent 11 weeks in the charts. Also, of course, it was a worldwide success like all their tracks were. So let's play a second track in our Gold Number of the Week. This is the Thompson Twins, and You Take Me Up.
I work on the front line. I work to survive. I sleep in a fever, so this is my life. Cry in my sleep,
cry boy, cry boy.
Just makes me weep when I try how I try. Know what it means to work hard on machines. It's a labor of love, so please don't ask me why. Looking for a reason,
day in, day out,
trying too hard,
he's trying too hard,
moving in circles,
too hard, too hard,
don't get very far,
don't get very far.
Should I ask you to dance,
dance boy, dance
if
boy,
if I promise romance, will you come?
Love never dies.
I believe in today.
Believe, boy, believe, boy.
It's better that way than you work through the night. And I know what it means to work hard on machines. It's a labor of love, so please don't ask me why. Take me up.
Take me up to a
It's Crazy Kevin out and about on Power FM, and I've got a lovely gentleman here with me. What's your name?
My name's John Dernally.
And whereabouts are we, John, today?
We're at University of Southern Queensland School of Sciences.
Well, it's coming to a special season now, so come on, tell us all about the season that's coming to us.
Well, I love this time of the year, Kevin. This is spring, but there's a lot of plants in flower, particularly grasses and European trees. And it's a real problem for people who get hay fever.
Why is it European trees then? What's happened?
Okay, the big thing is that most Australian plants actually have pollen that is distributed by birds and insects. Okay, and it actually is distributed or spread around in clumps so it doesn't float in the air. Whereas European trees and many grasses have pollen that floats in the air. Okay, it's wind distributed. And these are the pollen grains that get into people's eyes and into their noses and mouths and cause hay fever.
Is it more prevalent, of course, in the countryside than it is in the cities?
Well, it's all related to the number of plants and the flowering plants. As I said, it's related to the grasses principally, but also a lot of European trees like liquid ambers and silver birches, plane trees. So wherever you have those trees, whenever they're in flower, which they are right now, there's a big problem for hay fever sufferers.
Is there a way of combating it? People in other states have got to wear the masks all the time now.
Actually, it's not a bad idea to wear a COVID mask at the moment, you know, and if you have to go outside and you do suffer from hay fever, put a mask on and wear sunglasses. If you are a big hay fever sufferer, it's a good idea not to go out at the moment, particularly on windy days such as today, so where there's a lot of pollen around.
So that's another thing I was going to ask you. The more windy it is, the worse the hay fever becomes.
Exactly. So windy, dry conditions, warm conditions, these are the best times for, or the worst times for hay fever. The pollen's moving around, gets into your eyes and your nose, as I said. Then your eyes start to swell up, you start to get itchy, you start to sneeze, and your nose starts to run. Classic hay fever symptoms.
Is there anything to combat that, this medication or anything?
Yes, there's three main medications. Probably the best is a corticosteroid you can take as over-the-counter or with a prescription. That's probably the best thing to actually alleviate a lot of the symptoms, stops the swelling, stops the dripping nose. You can take antihistamines, which stops the sneezing and itching. You can also do things like wash your eyes and use salt water and things like that. So there are certain things you can do, you can take or you can do after you've inhaled pollen to reduce the effects.
So what about indoor plants then, John?
The thing is, if plants are flowering, they're producing pollen, and if the pollen moves around and you happen to inhale it, then that's where the issues start to appear. So indoor plants potentially could cause hay fever, yes.
So spring is a beautiful time, but we've just got to watch out for the pollen and everything.
That's right. Just be aware there are certain plants that produce lots of pollen that is very lightweight and drifts in the wind. So the big culprits at the moment are the European trees. So things like liquid ambers, beautiful trees, but they're producing copious amounts of pollen right now. Silver birches, plane trees, these are really problematic at the moment. And, of course, you've got grasses that are starting to flower because a lot of Queensland got good rains over winter. And so they're producing lots of pollen. So even your standard lawn grass, couch grass, is producing problematic pollen at the moment.
So, John, it's not very good for hay fever sufferers, is it? Just shut the door and keep away.
Well, actually, that's probably a good idea, Kevin, is to stay indoors, particularly on windy, warm days like today. So keep indoors, keep out of the wind. And if you have to go out, make it a short trip, wear your COVID mask and wear sunglasses. And then when you come back, wash your face, wash your eyes, and get that pollen out of your system.
John, thank you so much for the talk today here at the USQ. It's been fascinating, and hopefully some of our listeners are going to listen to this and say, oh, that's what we'll do. Thank you, John.
No problems at all, Kevin.
Hi, we are the Box Stones, and you're listening to
Crazy
Kevin. Kevin!
What?
Stick a song on for us, we crazy.
Kevin!
Why'd you put a song up on the radio?
You want to! Crazy Kevin with the Old Power FM, and you've been waiting to see what the third and final track on our Golden Album of the Week is this week, from the Thompson Twins. We have got the band's biggest selling single, and it is, of course, Hold Me Now. A bit of background to the story. Emotionally, it was written as a result of the some argument that was resolved between Alana and myself, explained Tom Bailey. We actually decided, well, this is an interesting emotional subject, what it feels like to get back together again after separation, and the kind of ideas that come up and the way that emotion and physicality somehow are brought together. And the song became the Thompson Twins' biggest hit in America, but at the same time it pressured the band to produce top-selling music, even if they were not completely comfortable with that. As Alana Curry stated in an interview, the biggest trouble that we had basically is that the song Hold Me Now was a huge hit. It was really big here. It was really big all over the world, which is great, but it was just an accidental thing. It was just a song that we wrote. But after that then, we got everybody, managers, the record company, on our back to write Hold Me Now Part 2 and harassing you to try and find a formula. But we can't really. We'll never find a formula for what we did, and that upsets some of them. So anyway, it's time for our third and final track from our Golden Album of the Week. Once again, thank you for Rick, Smash Him in the Box, Mason. And all the guys from the Toowoomba Super Oldies, thank you so much, Gordon and the guys. Here we go. This is the Thompson Twins, and Hold Me Now.
Thank you.
hope you enjoyed the show today. Oh, we've had a good time. I hope you enjoyed the music as well. And don't forget, if you'd like any requests, dedications, whatever, just drop me a line to crazykevinparafm@gmail.com and we'll get you on there. And always, it's crazy with a k-k-k-k-k-k-k. And of course, a big thank you going out to my sponsors for the show. We have got Cracker Jack Chicken, Electrical Sensations, and Breeze Lawyers. Once again, thank you going out to our beautiful sponsors of The Crazy Kevin Show. See you all next week. Don't forget, every Wednesday and every Sunday between the hours of 10 and 12 p.m. here on Power FM, the number one station, with myself, Crazy Kevin. Have a good week. All the best and keep it safe out there. And always have that smile on your dial.